How's it going, people? Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to another Big Six. We're here just before the international break to review the three fixtures of Game Week 8. As usual, people, hit the like button. There's 1.5K in the building already. Let's get to 1,000 early. Let's get to 2,000 by the time the show ends. And by that, I mean likes, people. And also support the man them too. Hugh, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, Matisse, Skullfoggery, all channel links up below, as well as the official Big Six channel. We're going to be linking up soon for some more special content on that official Big Six channel. So make sure you guys are subscribed, notification bell on, all of that. And there's only a couple weeks left of the FM London promotion. Make sure you check that out with the link below. Big up FM London, sponsoring the show, sponsoring the channel, bringing it, helping us bring the channel and content to you. By that, I mean the official channel. But let's get into it, because I see there's a lot of people waiting. And I see there's a lot of Arsenal fans waiting for Arsenal to be the main talking point of the show. And I think it's about time it is. You know, top of the league, another comfortable away win, I'd say, at a difficult ground. Five of us predicted dropped points in some way, shape or form. Aside from Hugh predicted an Arsenal win, so that includes me. I thought, listen, Brentford away is going to be a difficult fixture, as did five of us here. It doesn't make sense for me to start the show and also start talking about it all as well. But yeah, let's talk, people. Arsenal, what are we saying?
Grizz, I'll let you go first. This is your team.
No. Matisse, please. And Tobes. No,
the floor
no.
is yours.
No, please, Matisse and Tobes.
Don't go anywhere.
It's nice of you to show up tonight, Tobes, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, first and foremost.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
It was nice of you to lie on the show. I watched the show back. It was nice of you lot to lie and send these weirdos into my DMs. And
I did it. Who was it?
sending all these weird fruitcakes. Oh, tap out. What are you doing? I'm like, bro, I don't know you like that. Stop messaging me. Like, leave me alone, man. They've been going at me for 3 days straight. Every single thing I tweet, oh, why didn't you show up in the Big Six? Bruh, allow me. Just relax already, man.
Okay, so what is the official reason anyway then? For
I told
for
you people
that. No, I don't. I know, but thousands of people want to know what the real reason is. Thousands of people that you're saying, we lied, right? So we lied. I don't think we lied. Turkish.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
We didn't lie.
I actually fell asleep. I fell asleep, Grizz. I genuinely fell asleep.
Like, okay, stop mentioning my name. Tell the people. I know you fell asleep. Tell the people.
Yeah, I fell
you
asleep.
Need to apologize to the. You need to apologize to the family.
I don't need to apologize to them. I need to apologize to you, man. I've said this. I said this already. I fell asleep. I actually had everything lined up. I fell asleep. When I woke up, it's 1 a.m. I've seen that. I've missed bare calls. I've missed everything. I go on my phone and I see that, like, my messages have blown up, bro. I'm like, what the hell has happened here? Literally.
It's the family. Like, we are one big family. The family man. The family man is sitting at the head of the table, you know, and he's asking you for the community.
We were concerned.
All the family are concerned.
I'm the community man. We put out feelers to the community. Can find someone.
Can someone locate him? Yeah.
We've done our duty, brother. Not many people.
Why would I need to lie about this? I genuinely fell asleep.
You know what was there? Because we were thinking, like, you were saying that you were active before the stream, and then all of a sudden you just conked out. Were you conked out yourself, or did you actually go to your bed? And, like, do you not know we got a show in half an hour?
Why would you go to your bed? You can see why people would think you were ducking. You can see why people might think.
Yeah, that's what they were.
It's very convenient.
That's fine.
Turkish, can we go back? Actually, can we talk about that? Because he didn't get a chance to speak on that. Really?
Yeah. And you know what's crazy as well. Yeah, like, Spurs have had way worse defeats than that. Like, if I really wanted to duck, I would have ducked time ago. Why would I pick Sporting Lisbon? Our first loss in 8. Is it that deep, really?
Really? Nah, don't underestimate, man. It's big, man. It's European night. I'm not saying for the grand scheme, but you know what I mean. Like, when you lose on it, I've got the cooking a lot of times, and you can't go anywhere. That's why Grizz said, "Don't go anywhere."
I hear it, but you're forgetting I support Spurs, yeah, and you're forgetting that.
Yeah, I hear that.
As long as this show has been in existence, we've only been relatively decent in 2022. So I've been cooked week after week after week. So really and truly, No, you haven't.
Back in the day. Recently, yeah, you've had a bit of chest recently, man. And especially...
I said 2022 aside.
Okay. Yeah, but it's end of 2022.
You just used to cook yourself anyway, to be honest.
No, I didn't used to cook myself. Spurs were dead. And when we were losing, we were trying to cut. Where could I take?
Matisse is right.
It's really hard to cook someone when they've cooked themselves. And it's like, all right, fair enough. All right.
And also, people have got clips of you celebrating on my channel when we done the Champions League draw. You were so gassed with this, you know, the teams that you got. Oh, my God. You thought, yeah, you're smashing them, right? We're walking through this league. And it's a little tricky now, man. Little sticky.
You're a very nasty guy.
Marseille.
You knew exactly why I was celebrating, and now you know what?
You see that meme?
You know what? It's fine. I'm not going to say anymore. Like, I've given you my reason. If you don't believe it, you don't need to believe
it. It's perfect for the cap that you're wearing as well. I can't lie. Let's for the meme. It's perfect. It's great.
How was the trip though? Before
it was good. Apart from the result, and that an hour or two after the result, it was good. Mm. Yeah. At least I'd rather lose away in another country where I can still at least make something out of it rather than lose here, right? So, yeah. It was all right.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. But we're not going to start this chat.
You see, you. It's fine.
We're not going to start this chat. I said we're not going to start this chat.
No. It's fine. I said I'm not going to speak anymore on it. But you, I remember today, so...
I'm the only one that cared about you. I put out calls. Where's my toes at?
Just wait. Next time you ask me to come on your channel, let's see what I'll say. All right. Because I've seen what you've done today. You twisted my words.
It's like gone. See you later.
I can't even talk, man. All right. But Arsenal, man, talk with Arsenal people, man. Talk with Arsenal.
We have got a quick super chat that was on that subject. So Osman says, Tobes, why do you think falling asleep is a valid excuse? Shake my head. Where is the dedication? That point deduction is well deserved.
By the way, we haven't told you.
I can't believe this. So many men have ducked this show, but me.
Remember when Grizz was ill?
Remember when Grizz was ill?
There's always been a replacement lined up.
I've done it on the thing, man.
You left us with the Fantastic Five, and you know, we had to hold it down.
We were looking for tricks.
Imagine on a big night like that, we're all in our kitchens ready to cook you saucepans, plates.
Everything was ready.
You don't turn up. We have no one to cook. You left us out there stranded.
We put the grill on 2 hours before the show.
I fell asleep.
Utilities, gas has gone up. Prices have gone up. We wasted that money.
That's fine. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't really notice. I'm just
the extra space there. I'm actually, could have used it wisely.
The amount of man that I've ducked out on this show.
There's only one person. Just call him up, man. It's only one person.
It's two.
Who?
And Matisse.
I've never ducked. I think the only shows I've missed is when we've won.
I remember that one.
Nope. You've definitely ducked when Chelsea have lost.
I 100% didn't duck because I told Saeed I'm at the chemist when I was trying to buy the meds.
I never duck. It's always a valid reason. We lose or draw. I'm telling you. I always got someone very, very qualified to step in. Always.
He's allowed to talk. But Bossman,
sorry.
Bossman made the rules last week.
Sorry.
He said sorry. No problem. We're sorry as well. We're sorry that we have to deduct 3 points. And Bossman
said, "It's a democracy. We had a vote. 3 points.
Yeah.
Cool. That's fine."
He's never coming on any of our channels now. We've all been threatened. Watch when you ask me.
But moving forward, I remember Grizz suggested 5 points for anyone that does drop out completely last minute. So
now we know what
we've set a precedent. Yeah, we've set a precedent. Yeah.
Why are you getting more angry? Why are you getting more hype? Why are we starting a show like this? We're happy that you're back. We're not brothers.
Took me to Spurs Liverpool. I'll never forget it.
For me, I'm going back to my team.
We're seeing you this week for the content creation day. Don't you remember?
Yeah. Like 10 points, man.
I might just fall asleep again.
You know you're making it sound worse now. You know what I mean?
You're making it sound like he did it on purpose now.
You're getting this.
You're better than this. You're better. I thought yeah, I was, but one. Clearly my co. I thought my. I also thought my co-hosts were better than what I've seen tonight, but clearly they're not. So boy, I've got to get to your level.
You know what? You know what they'll told me. Even the chat would have said deduct points. So again, nobody's really kind of like wrong in what we did. Like even the chat would have said.
Follow,
you know what?
Now we follow the voice of the chat, right?
No, they're very reasonable, the level-headed
supporters, man. These are the supporters of the channel. You know what I mean? We're talking about the guys who come on week.
In your heart of hearts, imagine that was one of us. You would have done the same thing. Trust me, you would have been very frustrated. We were very frustrated because the show was about to pop off. And our main guy's not here. Like, why are you not here? You know, no warning. We check our messages, WhatsApp. We check our groups. No sign of Toby. Like, we're frustrated. We're angry. You would have been Hulk, man.
Maybe it was reactionary, but, you know, in the heat of the moment.
It's a lesson for us all. Like me, Huey, Saeed, Turkish as well. Like Turkish, Matisse. It's a lesson for us all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a lesson for us all. It's a lesson.
Mother, you can't believe.
Mother, you can't believe.
Let's talk Arsenal. It's fine. I'll take my production. It's cool. No worries. I just won't forget.
But yeah, let's go back to Arsenal, man. You know what I mean? Chris, you've done all the mess here. You now have to give the praise now. Come on.
No, I want Turkish to speak on Arsenal, man. What do you want?
What do you mean he's done the mess?
No, but he asked you.
No, but what?
No, he didn't ask me. He didn't ask me. He asked
everyone. I asked Grizz because Grizz, you know, this is Grizz's second team, so.
And I want to speak on it, man.
And I want you two to speak on it because they're proving you wrong week in, week out.
See,
so I want you two to speak.
Yeah,
on
I'd
it.
Rather start in that direction too. I think that's probably the best.
I like that. You should do that because then if you don't finish in the top four, then you really can't spin it, either of you, like you did last season. Because last season you span it. I want to start off by saying that Arsenal played
do it
brilliantly.
I think Arteta should
be rewarded. If he keeps this good football going throughout the season, good performances, but say they just miss out on top four, they just lose the Europa League final, I wouldn't sack him. I think Arsenal fans now need to take away just being so like cutthroat with the objectives and just enjoy the environment that he's
Why are you speaking like that?
No, because I feel like this type of football... I feel like this type of football deserves to be rewarded. It shouldn't be just such a cutthroat industry where you're going to all go back on your words if he doesn't make it. Like, give the guy his flowers. He's been brilliant.
This is good if he means it. He don't mean it.
I do mean it from the bottom of my heart. What do you mean?
Why are you talking about me, which is yet to come?
Because you guys say he's proved me wrong, but it's not over yet.
I said he's proving you wrong week in, week out.
I made you say Arteta out, Grizz, so I don't even know why you're...
No. You didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. And then you tried to blame Matisse and me for saying we brainwashed you.
Humans are sometimes more emotional. You can have one week of being very emotional. That was my emotionally weak week. I'm back.
What is this show?
You're not awfully quiet, though, isn't it?
No. For real, though, you man are playing well. Let's be real, because I predicted a defeat. I genuinely thought Ivan Toney and their front two and the physicality and everything was going to be a problem. But you, man, you walked all over them. And I think, you know, Jesus, I've been talking about this guy, brilliant player, rate him highly, wanted him in the club. Saliba, rate him. Everybody, you know, should know I rate this guy. He's come in, team of the year, league, great. He's probably your best centre-back. I feel like immediately, I'm just going to say it, best centre-back. I know people want to give him the year and all. He's the best centre-back. But for Vieira to come in, and I know maybe the whole game, he wasn't, you know, 10 out of 10, but the shot, to come in like that, you know, first start, Odegaard replacement, and everybody's talking about this guy. And I'm like, yo, let's see what he's really on, because you're going to need that depth. But when I look at the bench and it's like, you know, you can see that's where Arsenal will need in the future, in the window, January. I hope they don't take their foot off the pedal. But right now, you know, you're playing very good football, and Arteta deserves credit for that, because it's not just, you know, not just about winning. You man are actually playing really, really good football consistently all season. Even in the United defeat, I said they played well. So there's not really been a game where I could say that Arsenal didn't play well this season. So there's really nothing to criticise. I must say it's really good football.
Even down to, and I see a couple of super chats have come in about it already, but listen, people know how I felt about Granit Xhaka over the year. But I think Arteta moving Xhaka's position slightly earlier this year, and ever since earlier this year, you know, it did pick up at the end of last season being in that position, because he can actually bring something in that position. Whereas in the position he was in previously, what he was bringing us was kind of mistakes that led to goals, or moments that cost him, you know, a red card or whatever it is, a penalty and so on. At least in this position now, it's more about what he brings. Yes, there's things that could be improved on, and that's why I still want a number eight. But Xhaka has turned it around quite a bit, and I have to be the first to say that before anyone else does, because I'm sure...
You know what, man? I don't like this new Xhaka, man. I want Xhaka to get a red card, and I want Arsenal fans to go back to hating Xhaka, man, because, you know what I mean? Like, who is this Xhaka? Honestly, seriously, like... Honestly. You know what I mean, man? I want a red card, Xhaka, man. I want him to go back to be, like, the villain, man. This now, the new Xhaka is the one that's got a new song. I mean, he's got actual song now. This is crazy, man. So that, you have to give credit to Arteta. You know what I mean?
Xhaka called him. You rated him? Yeah, always big up Xhaka every time. Big up.
I don't know how much we
I don't know how many. Sorry? Why Grizz wants to prove to us so bad that he's an Arsenal fan. We already know, bro.
Yeah, we already know. That.
I'm just picking up Xhaka. Why is it hurting you?
It's not hurting me.
It's hurting you a lot. It's hurting you.
It's not hurting me. I agree with everything that everyone's saying about Xhaka.
If we go through the archives and we dig deep into your history, do we find the burgundy shirt on your chest? Do we find these missing pieces of your, you know, maybe your younger years?
I don't know why you lot going on like this. I don't know why you lot going on like this. I'm just praising the good. Your food, man.
This is a family. It's a community. You can say it if it's true. You know,
Look, the reason why the likes of me and Big Steve was here, we're chuffed, is because we said trust the process. There's good things happening here. We can see it. We can see it.
No problem.
It's not vindication yet, because you're right. Let's be real. Nothing's happened yet. But you can see. If you can't see the progress, then no problem. You can't see the progress. Can't force it. But even Matisse is saying now, look at the difference in tone in Matisse's words. Even you can't bring yourself to say either. I'm asking. He's in the process now. Okay. Yeah, I want you to say it as well. Like, Arsenal are playing much better. Look like
no.
Dead certain. You say it a lot. You don't say it.
What would I say? What do I say?
You don't rate him. Like
Arsenal not playing good football. To be fair, with Arteta's football, that's never been the question. My question has been his man management.
Do they look like a team? Do they look like a team now?
Yeah, because obviously he spent money. You know what I mean? Let's not.
He's not the only one.
Again, you're making it. You're making it go that way. Just chill out, bro. But
you, made it go that way. I tell you how.
Go on.
All you had to say is, yeah, they're playing very well. Yeah, they look you said is, yeah, but they've spent a lot of money. Yeah, but it's
no. That was counteracting the argument that you were talking about. Just chill out, man. Step by step, bro.
This is Arsenal, bro. I ain't chilling out. This is Arsenal.
This is my segment.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I've got no qualms of giving praise to another team, yeah? Arsenal are playing well. They're playing good football. They're playing attractive football. They're actually now being consistent. They've actually now, in terms of their kind of their mentality now, it looks more stronger now. There's a bit of a together unity in what they're trying to do. And so, like I said, Arteta deserves credit. The team are playing well right now. And like I said, the next three games as well will determine where they are, because I think they've got, is it Liverpool? Who else have they got? Man City. Tottenham, Liverpool and Leeds. So I think that's correct. Tottenham, Liverpool, is it? We'll find out where they are. But like I said, for now, they're playing good football. They're doing well. And Arteta deserves credit. Simple as that. That's all it is, Chris. I was going to get to it, but like I said, you're just trying to cut me for some reason, man. You know what I mean? Like, you will get eventually what I'm going to say. Don't worry, bro. You know what I mean? Like, but like I said, fair play. They're doing well, man. And Saliba, for me, boy, this guy, he's scary, man, defending-wise. Ivan Toney tried to get off, and he just literally just bulged him off the ball and went on the attack. It's madness, man, this kid.
They were trying to, and most teams, to be honest, are trying to attack Gabriel a lot more than they are Saliba, and that kind of shows for a 20-year-old to come in the way Saliba... People forget he's 20. Young man there. Huh?
Isn't he 21?
He might be 21.
He's still young.
Yeah, he's still young. First year in the Premier League. Steps in at a club where there's a lot of pressure on Arsenal and Arteta coming into this season, because I've mentioned it before. It was the third year of the process. I not expected to win the first five games, but on paper, if you're in the third year of the process, you win those first five games. You should be confident about it. We did it, Old Trafford. Now that we beat Brentford, we can look at it as a blip. Obviously, there's more big six fixtures to come to prove ourselves in that area. But at this moment in time, like I said on my fan cam and like I said on Forever Arsenal podcast, any Arsenal fan that was offered top of the league heading into the first international break, yeah, having won six games, lost one, winning three away games out of four, three clean sheets out of four away from home, cannot complain. None of us here would have expected that. Even Grizz, because Grizz at times, he's right. Him and Steve have been more higher in their praise for Arteta over the years on Big Six. But no one really expected this. Grizz, I don't even think Grizz expected this this season.
No, not to this extent. As I said, not even the most ardent Arsenal fans, which I'm not. But yeah. I'm not. But you can see like the job he's doing overall. And you got to give them credit, man. Come on. Jokes aside. And one of the most important parts of the victory this weekend, obviously, was, look, all to a man. Do you remember we were doing the preview and we were talking about, we don't know if Odegaard's missing or Zinchenko or Partey. Obviously, of course, Partey was playing. But Zinchenko and Odegaard being two vital components of your success this season so far. And then in steps, what's his name? Fabio Vieira, isn't it? Vieira and Tierney. And it's like the show must go on. So he's building up a nice little squad competition and rhythm. They're in a good rhythm. Yeah, Man United was a disaster from a result point of view. But the performance, even Saeed was saying, yeah, man, they played good football. They played us off the park at times. But, you know, Man United just had that know-how or whatever it was, you know what I mean, to get over the line. So, yeah, man, nobody expected this start. But listen, I agree. The test will come in the next few weeks. I agree.
Man United, yeah, obviously everyone talked about the first big test. And I get that. I think it was a big test. I don't think it was the first when you think Palace away, first game. I think that was the first big test. United was a big test, but so was coming back from a defeat. Obviously, we need to know how we're going to react to a loss. It happened to be against United, which hurts an awful lot more than maybe another club because of our history previously and whatnot. But to bounce back in the manner we did against us, this is a good Brentford side. I know at times this season they've looked shaky, but at times they've looked excellent as well. I think they scored five against Leeds, four against United. Tony just got picked for the England side. I can't lie. It's looking... Tobes, what are you saying? Actually, Hugh, you're the only one that predicted the win. Before Tobes, you're the only one.
I wanted to let the lads who predicted drop points get their points across first, because I don't really have the same kind of opinions. If you'd said to me... obviously, I'm not on the show long enough for you to know really what my standpoint on the whole Arsenal progression is. You guys have been around for most of Arteta's period. But if you'd said to me in the summer that Arsenal will get to the first international break and be top of the league, I wouldn't have predicted it. I would have said we would, but I wouldn't have been totally surprised. I think they're a perfect example of how it takes 2, 3, 4, 5 windows to really build your team and get properly into your progression, whereas other teams seem to think you can just, you know, buy big time in one window and it'll work straight away. I really like what Mikel Arteta has built at Arsenal, and that just takes time, and there'll be plenty of blips along the way. And I think they're only really starting to reap the rewards now of putting themselves through that longevity, that period of you know, ups and downs, finding the right players, the key players, and going through multiple transfer windows. The additions this summer, obviously, with Zinchenko, Jesus, and a couple of others, has been absolutely massive. So I'm not totally surprised. And I've said it since the start of the season. I think Arsenal will be serious, and I think they will continue to be serious. Obviously, we keep speaking week on week about how the next test comes along, and the next test comes along, and they keep passing them. And we've kind of agreed here that the United one was a bit of a blip because they played very well. But yeah, they keep passing the tests. I have no issues with Arsenal. I think they're going to be a serious team for the remainder of the season, as long as they can not go through any massive injury crisis periods.
Mm. I think it comes back to the fact that, yeah, go on.
I was going
to
say, before I make my point, I wanted to ask you who he was referring to about those clubs who tried to sign sign and do it all in one window. I felt a little bit of shade there. Not at me, but I felt a little bit of shade.
I'll tell you. I'm an honest man. It's the man in the bottom left and the man in the top right. They're absolutely
Yeah, bro. What do you mean? Explain yourself.
What do you mean? Because what you mean? Matisko totally shook by that and said, what do you mean?
Is that a more disrespect?
From saying, what do you mean?
You're after for a long time.
Is that more disrespect for your father club again?
Strays, brother.
What did we just speak about a couple of weeks ago? Respect for the father club, the leading founder father of money spent and slashing.
You spent $270 million and you think it's going to be fixed in one transfer window.
How much did you spend?
One approach.
Let me ask you something. How much did you spend in Pep's first transfer window, and how many players did you bring in?
That's a long time ago now. I don't remember.
Convenient. Very convenient. Very convenient. Okay.
No. But you know what it is, though? You know, for all they've spent, though, they've still got one FA Cup. And no disrespect, Hugh, though, but, you know what I mean? This guy's positioned, what, eighth, six, you know what I mean? And still hasn't reached his top four target. So, end of the day, there's no singing praises for Arteta just yet. Obviously, give him his credit where it's due, but, you know, there's no need to boast about that. You know what I mean? Like, because Arteta hasn't done well with 450 million, right?
I just think in the Premier League, we're under this.
400 and what?
How much have you spent?
Not that. Not fucking 450 million, I'll tell you that.
How much have you spent?
Under 400.
What, since Arteta's come in?
I think so, yeah.
Just since Arteta's come in, I'm sure I've seen 450 million.
I think it's probably 350.
It's definitely more than 350.
No, it's more than that. Last time I checked it was 450.
115 this summer, 150 the summer before that.
Yeah, and you spent around 150 million. You spent about 100 million in his first summer when you bought Partey.
So that's about 350 mil.
No, I don't think that's. You said you spent 150 million both summers plus
115 we spent just now.
Okay, so then that's more than 350 million.
Well, roughly. Well, we're going off the top of our heads here.
But you said it was 350 million. So
we're penny pinching here.
It's around that then.
Penny pinching.
400 to 450 million. It's around
this
that
is penny edge. Pinching to City. It's just 400.
Yeah. Listen, we're still top of that net spend league for years now.
Yeah, but I got so many rebuttals for this. But why am I rebuking?
What do you mean? Just say what you got to say, Chris, man. I'm here for
get it off your chest.
I feel like this show is about open and honesty today.
Why, man? I don't need never to be a man. Right, you call it open and honest. You see how shady man we were at the start of the show? Boy.
No, we're literally open and honest. We deducted points right. off yeah, yeah. 100%. Yeah,
yeah. We didn't need to tell you.
What do you can't believe? We're going to deduct more, actually.
Well.
Fuck's sake.
But yeah, where were we? Q, you know what I mean? Again, now, do you take your comment back then for what you just said then before?
No.
And because it's true, though. He has to take the comment back, man. Because it, you know, what has that point proved?
What comment am I taking back?
No, but it's true, though. He has to take the comment back, man.
What comment? Hey, what you back?
The comment about spending all the money in one summer and getting somewhere and, you know what I mean, thinking you're going to get somewhere.
how much did you spend this summer, Saeed, Man United, this summer?
We spent probably around 200 million, I think it is. So we got 60 for Anthony.
We was just doing maths for three summers for Arsenal and come up
No, no, but I'm just saying, though. No.
360 okay, mil. On, 360 yeah. mil.
And
in one summer... You lot have done 200, and the other guy he's pointed at bottom left. They've done.
Yeah, bottom left. We're gonna call him from.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Let bottom left have a word here. All right.
Bottom left.
Now, before this summer, we actually were spending less than Arsenal. Right. It's only this summer. So you can run this agenda as much
how
as you
about
want.
The summer you bought Havertz.
What is this? The money show? Or what?
Like, no, I'm just saying, isn't it? But then the summer before that with the transfer ban. So like I said, overall in the last like 3-4 years, because I remember Lee Gunner was going off about this. You man had actually spent more than us. It's only this summer where we've actually now gone above you.
Yeah, but
slow your roll on that.
Yeah, but the transfer. Yeah, but you got a transfer ban because of your fuckery business, isn't it? That's your.
No, we signed. We signed like 15-year-olds. That's a whole different conversation.
Before that transfer ban, you knew it was coming. You signed that bum Pulisic for 60 million.
Oh my god, leave him alone.
No, wait, Yeah, I'm talking about your spending. I'm talking about your spending. You spent 60 million.
Like Gary Neville, you got something against the Americans or something?
I'm talking about your spend, bro. You spent 60 million on that guy in the January leading up to the ban. And in the same summer where you had the ban, because you had Kovacic on loan already, you spent 50 million to sign him permanently.
Even when you had a transfer ban,
you were still spending money. But now, because you think you're making more money, though, you think you can take the moral high ground.
Madness, isn't it?
No, bro.
Idiot club.
Allow it. Mm. But anyway, is it my turn?
Yeah.
You haven't praised them yet. So, yeah.
Can you take something back as well? Like Saeed asked, here we
can. Can I finish my point?
Oh, sorry.
Let him finish his point.
My point was, is that we're under the illusion, I think, of the Premier League that you have to spend massive in one summer, and then there's a massive expectation. When the reality is, it's the clubs on this panel here that have taken their time and built things over long periods of time. Liverpool with Klopp, it took a number of years to get to where they were. Us with Pep, yes, we spent a lot of money to start, but it became a process. Arsenal are doing it now. But it's the clubs in this panel who spend big every summer and put massive pressure and expectations on their managers and new players. Sancho, Varane, Ronaldo, remember all that? They were going to win everything at one point, and look how that turned out.
What's the expectations for us?
Yeah, but don't group me in with United because we won a Champions League against you and made you cry. So don't put me and Saeed in the same basket, right?
Where's Tuchel now?
Doesn't matter because Arsenal Turkish would rip your jumper. He would rip your whole hair off for Champions League.
Don't be talking that. I wouldn't rip no
one's jumper off. I don't know.
For a Champions League, would you scrap the whole thing?
Scrap what whole thing?
The whole process.
For the Champions League.
What kind of process?
Stop thinking about it.
That has to be the process. Champions League is the...
Exactly. What we did, may I remind you, what we do is what people strive to do for years and years. That's what his whole process is about, what I just accomplished. So what are you talking about?
I would never want my club to be like...
Yeah, I did it.
Never. Your club's been toxic for years and years. No chance. You can have the Champions League all you want.
Of course you would say that, Man City fans.
I like the
Spider-Man meme.
Honesty, integrity, Manchester City Football Club. You do your thing.
Yo, calma.
Honesty and integrity with Man City.
See, I was backing you until you said honesty, integrity. Calma.
Let's go then.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring out Bazooka. Don't fuck with honesty and integrity.
Is there an issue? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
We don't have enough time.
If you want to talk about integrity,
we've been investigated. We've been looked at for years and years and years. And
don't you worry. I'm investigating you.
Bottom left was actually.
I'm investigating you.
Bottom left.
Stop calling me bottom left. Bottoms up.
Pause.
Where were you? Have you finished the point?
No, but Turkish, man, this is what happens when Arsenal win. Look at the state of these, man.
No, because I kind of feel like you started it. Like, what is here? Like, we're trying to throw shade for no reason. Like, just wait until we can give you the compliment and just hold it like that. I feel like we're just trying to throw a little bit. If we could have the honesty, I'm here for it.
I tell you what.
You know what I mean?
Brother, this is a weekly show, yeah, people? It's a weekly show, isn't it? So it's not a seasonal show. So why are we waiting to react at the end of the season? We got to give our weekly reactions. True?
So what have we done then? Have we not given our weekly reaction?
Yeah, give me. What's your weekly reaction to a stunning win at Brentford?
I'm just kidding you. Bro, that's what I'm saying. The problem with people, and you know what? I'm going
to
say...
I don't want you to say they finished. No,
because you know what it is, You want me to overpraise Arsenal when they've not done anything yet.
Praise me.
Some might say you overpraised United when you beat us.
Some may
say that you overpraised United.
He always says sorry.
I'm talking about this situation here. This situation here. Last week, I'm not gonna lie to you. Arsenal played probably the better football, but I thought we were a better team in terms of what we were doing tactically. This one here with Arsenal, Grizz, you just asked me again. What I've just given you, Arsenal played well. Arteta needs credit. What more do you want? Like, I don't know.
Nothing. I don't want nothing, bro.
Yeah,
I'll just put the DP on this guy's suit.
Yeah, that's madness.
Yo,
that's shit.
Probes, man. What the fuck was that?
One with that, man. We forgot to ask you, bro.
What
man said he's called Bina Colada.
He doesn't know what's going on.
He doesn't know what's going on, bro.
Oh, he said you watched the show.
You recognize that image?
All I'm thinking, this is getting quirky now because Tobes doesn't know what that picture was about. This is worrying now, because how much out of it was you, brother?
You don't know
what it's about.
No. Don't tell him.
Turkish, yeah, bring up that picture again, man. Bring up that picture.
Where is it?
Tobes, can you focus?
Picture, though. How can you forget it? There it is.
A fucking Frankfurter in a what?
Tobes, so, man.
A cup of beans.
We asking you this. Why would I know? I don't know what that is.
Because basically, you quote tweeted it, and that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, this.
Because on the show, right, we read out your tweets on Conte. We need to go through your review. And then we found that. We was like, well, what's this?
Oh, yeah.
Go on. Yeah, I found that funny. I'm sorry. It's
hilarious. But the fact that you quote tweeted it, you put yourself in the mud there. I can't lie.
Why? I quote tweet what I find funny.
I always leave a comment underneath a tweet just saying, don't come off my page. I can't lie.
I don't care what.
No sausage and beans on my page.
Yeah, you care what a weirdo with a perverted mind thinks. I find that funny.
Yeah. You know what, Matisse? He's new to the game. You're new to the game.
I don't care.
Ah, cool. Back to subject. Sorry, that just took my attention because I see it in the chat. Go on, Tobes.
Listen, I think Arsenal were impressive. I didn't get to watch the game, but I've seen the scores, and I spoke to a couple of my mates who actually watched the game. And yeah, man, Arsenal looked good. I think if I'm judging Arsenal on the whole this season, they've played the best football so far this season of all the sides in the Prem. I think them and Brighton have actually played the best football. I think the results are actually quite good, top of the table. But I think the thing that's actually impressed me the most of Arsenal is like how quick they start games. Because that's one of the, like, my pet hates with Spurs at times. Like, sometimes we start so slow and, like, we almost sort of, like, have to write off the first half and then get back going again in the second half. I don't think you see that with Arsenal this season. I think I was doing my research, like, the other day. And I think it's, what, like, five of your seven games this season, you scored first. And I think like three or four games, the game's basically been done at halftime. Like, yes, the game against Brentford, the game against Bournemouth, the game against Leicester. I know they scored in the second half, but let's be real. Like, you're
two. Scored first in all six, aside from the United one. I'm a mistake.
Is it all six? No. I think Fulham, they scored first. United scored first as well, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah, like, but that's what's impressed me about Arsenal the most. And I think that actually puts you in good stead, man. I like the fact that they're going out there and actually seeking to control games and sort of kill it off as quickly as possible. That way you don't really exert as much energy as you need to in the second half. You can just sort of manage the game. So it's fair play. Like, kudos to Arteta. I think he won manager of the month. I think he deserves it. I think you can't be top of the league. You can't be top of the league and win. I think you won all your games in August. I don't know. Yeah, all your games in August.
Yeah.
You can't be top of the league, win all your games in August and not get manager of the month. So, fair play. They look impressive.
As a Tottenham fan, and obviously the tides swung for a little while in terms of finishing above one another and being in certain competitions. Do you feel like it's too early to say Arsenal look like the real deal, or are you worried at all? Or
it's too early to say. We're one point behind you, and that's why we're 1 point behind you.
But the thing is, I don't think because. You lot are a good side. You've got Antonio Conte in charge. You lot might be the real deal in yourselves as well. Who knows? But, you know, being 1 point ahead of you, I'm not saying you're not in that conversation as well. What I'm saying is Arsenal have come pretty much out of nowhere in the last, let's say, 18 months to be part of a conversation that...
Really? Out of nowhere?
In terms of look where Chelsea are at the moment. Look where Man United are. They're starting a new process. They're starting something new that they don't know how it's going to go initially, let alone in 2-3 years' time. You know, Arsenal, who were mocked for a lot of that, and a lot of fans, including myself, were doubtful of the process. We've snuck in, and now we're making a bit of noise this season. I think it's the first time we've made a bit of noise to start a season for. I don't know, maybe since we signed Ozil, I think maybe. And that was just off of a signing, and we already started that season poorly, I believe.
I don't know, Arsenal are not moving in silence anymore?
Nah, come on, I don't know about this, to be honest, because you can say the same thing with us, right? Like, we finished fourth last year. Great. Fantastic end to the season. But the previous two seasons, we were muddied, bro. And if you remember the start of last season, we won our first three games and then proceeded to get pasted in the next couple of games.
Yeah, but
then
you've openly lambasted their positions of eighth and eighth. So they are, it is out of nowhere. If they're finishing eighth and eighth, and then sixth, was it?
Fifth.
Turkish.
Fifth.
Eighth. Fifth. Eight, eight, and fifth.
Yeah.
No, I don't, I'm saying this. I'm saying their progression this season. I don't think it's out of nowhere because they finished fifth last year. That's what I'm saying.
And, yeah, but that's what he said. But last and 18 but months.
But he's compared, and then he compared it to Spurs. And I'm saying,
what I'm saying is, yeah, let's say this season. Yeah, let's say
like Spurs were. It's not like we were this team that has just been smashing it the last two, 3 years.
We've been you have world-class players, though. That's the 3 years ago, you had just had a Champions League final. You got world-class players. 3 years ago, we had no assets. We had just got rid of Wenger, but Emery just had his, you know, he just came in / first season.
You got a stronger base than them. I think that's what Turkish is maybe saying.
Yeah, because look, if you look at it, yeah, and say, let's say the question I'm asking, where are you worried? Let's say Arsenal were to have a great season, continue this form and finish second or third. Like we said, 2 years ago, we was eighth. So then to finish...
If you finish here, that's out of nowhere. Yeah. If you finish where you're currently around about where you are, then that's out of nowhere, 100%.
Finish where? Second?
Second or third, yeah. That would be out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's
obviously the context is important, but yeah.
No, but 100%. Third and fourth wouldn't be. It's fine margins, isn't it? If they finish first or second, then it's fucking out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's
what I agree with Tobes. If it's third and fourth, then it's not out of nowhere because it's progression from fifth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it depends on the context, because if it's third and it's actually close to the top and way away from fifth, then and fourth, then different conversation. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, back to your question. Am I worried about Arsenal? Yeah, like there's concern. Yeah, like we only finished a point ahead of you last year. Let's be real. Like you know, I rate Spurs higher than I rate Arsenal, but we only finished a point ahead of you. And even before a ball was kicked, I knew that top four race would be between Spurs. Top three, top four would be between Spurs, Chelsea, Arsenal, and then whatever Man United do, if they can sort of keep up, if they can stay in it for the whole season, then whatever. But really and truly, in my head, Arsenal, Spurs, and Chelsea are fighting for two spots, really and truly. So there is concern, and the football that I've seen this season...
What about top right?
Only adds... Top right, what, United?
I don't know, man. I like this story, man. I like this underdog story.
You're
Manchester United.
You're not underdogs. You
guys are downplaying us, isn't it?
I'm not downplaying. You know what I mean? I'm going off what I've seen, bro.
You're Man United. You can never be the underdog.
You know what, though? I actually think we're getting top four. I think with Arteta, my question with Arteta is, I think where he might get short is his man management. Over the past two or three years, the way he's dealt with injuries in certain situations, that's where, and also the fall of last season, these guys were in control of top four. And that's where I feel like, for me, you know.
You don't think he's learned?
I don't think he'll learn. Even in that little game there, like, people don't understand it. He took off, what was the left back, Zinchenko? Was it Zinchenko he took off, innit? The United game where he took off Zinchenko. That was a massive... To make three subs at that point there, I just thought that was so naive to do that. And people can say, well, you're overreaching this one game or whatnot, but I think he'll do that two or three games in a season, and I feel like that's when you'll start to realise, yeah, that's where Arteta is. Like I said, that's an overall point of view. That's why I put my prediction is he won't finish top four, if you know what I mean. So, it's going to be close, man. It's going to be close.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it will be close, but honestly speaking, I don't expect Man United to finish in the top four. I don't think you're good enough to finish in the top four. No diss against Ten Hag. I think he's a really good manager, but I just think come game 38, Man United, you won't have enough to finish there.
But so that means definitely not Chelsea then, yeah?
What do you mean?
Like, definitely not Chelsea.
But he said either one of Chelsea.
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Liverpool will be in the conversation.
I'm just asking a normal question. Why are you asking an abnormal question?
Maybe
we are in abnormal times.
But yeah, no, like
Back to the point. Fair play. Exactly. I think as I said, there's of course there's worry there, but like I still back us to do what we need to do. Mm. I still think we've not really even hit top stride yet. I still think there's still gaps in our performances that can improve, and we're only 1 point behind you. So, yeah, I'd bring it on, man. Bring it on, honestly.
Ah, cool. We have got a fair few super chats here, so let me get into them before we move on. Tim says, let's talk on Xhaka, man. Certain man rated Jorginho more since last season. He's been quality for us, bar Liverpool red card in the Carabao Cup. Thoughts panel. And Blue Moon also mentions Xhaka, saying Turkish said moving silence, more like moving sirens. These fans are turncoat. They all wanted Pep's number two out. Now look at them, Xhaka in. But I think we've talked about Xhaka already. So these ones were from earlier. Big up Tim, big up Blue Moon as always. Reese says, get the badge in, Hugh.
Love it, man. I love it. Get the badge in. That's another thing I quote tweeted.
Why, oh, you why know not to fuck with me. It's so you know not to fuck with me.
Why did that get pulled up? Why did that get pulled up on my Twitter?
Stay away from him on a match day. Stay away from him on a match day. You know what I mean?
You don't want to see me on match day. You don't want to see me on match day.
Have you seen the one where they put the badge on a pint?
On the what?
On a pint.
They put it on a pint. And it was like, get the badge in. Wow. Oh, you've been throwing badge. Now I know why you've been throwing these badge things at me as well in my pictures as well. Talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you not see me comment on it?
Yeah. And now I understand.
You don't understand.
You don't know what I was talking about.
Get the badge in.
Cool. Ibi says, I can't remember the last time I've seen 7 Premier League games on the bounce where we have a consistent style and carry it out to this level. 2013-14 was that the Ozil season? 2013,
mm-hmm.
I think it was. Yeah, potentially. It's been a while. Dial Square says, how is Saeed going to be able to talk on us with his Arsenal hatred? Well, you heard him try. Like I said,
I'll give him credit, but I think people just don't hear it. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'll speak for language to people. You know what I mean? It's mad.
Like I said, we definitely need a like for Partey and one experienced winger if available in January, and we're good. Still, we move in silence. Ibi again, I don't think there is a realistic Partey replacement out there. Any shouts? It's insane how essential he is for us against teams pressing. Closer to January, we'll probably do a transfer window analysis on what we all need. So I'll look out for that one. Probably just after the World Cup, if not during the World Cup, we'll see. We all took the piss on Arsenal. Scenes if Arteta wins the Prem for them. Twitter ain't ready for the chaos. Well, listen, that's what I'm saying. The league with Man City
that
in it.
That guy's a mad one.
Very that loud. Guy, very loud.
Very loud, man. Keep it PG, guys, man. Bloody hell.
Paul says, I sense a bit of a motive from Mateus. Give Arteta time, even if not.
Yo, just because you see,
because Troop started this Mateus thing and now everybody's running Mateus. With it. I don't like these nicknames, right? I've been given enough on this show, way too many nicknames. Let's either just stick with one name,
yeah, bottom left,
unanimously pick bottom a name, but stick left. With it,
yeah, bottom left, bottom right. You know what I mean? That's what we're going to refer to, though.
I sense a bit of a... Oh, shit, I said this one already. Arteta's system should see Arsenal into the top four, says Ash. It enables consistency as the players are tuned into it. Saliba is brazy. Physical attributes are mad. Big up, Ash. TMV says, football is a game of margins. Don't underestimate the difference Partey made even after injuries. Come on, you Gunners. Yeah, he did look rusty, but the improvement, you know, on his backup, who is Sambi, is just, you know, it's mad. Yogi says, can each of you give an opinion on Mikel Oyarzabal joining Mikel's Arsenal? Look at his stats. Turkish, next time you see Arteta, tell him to sign this boy. Bro, you're going to like, I'm about to go Bonazoo after this with Arteta or something. I don't know Arteta. I don't see him about.
I'll find out. Oh, sorry. I'm saying I'll find out and I'll speak to these lands, innit? I'll find out.
Okay. We'll text him after the show and we'll find out. But I personally like him as a player. I'd like a winger. He's left wing and left footed, isn't it? So I'd like a winger like that. I think we don't have an out and out winger. All our wingers tend to cut in. So yeah, I'll definitely take him. But Grizz will confirm that shortly for you. Alex, Arsenal spent like 350. United have Sancho, Varane, Fernandez, and added players for 230 mil in one window. Ten Hag is already on the same level. Ibby says, context. Arsenal signed 32-year-old Willian on a free to start, while Ten Hag's first window spent 80 mil on two different players. It is not the same. Malachi, bottom left, you need to shush respectfully. TMB again, and don't forget the transfer income for Arsenal for these 3 years, which has been, yeah, nothing. I'll take process with multiple trophies over a lucky Champions League win and back to banter all day.
Which multiple trophies? The FA Cup? Which other one?
Cup is right twice a day.
Which other one? What other trophy?
Well, Jesus is a City fan. He's got plenty of them.
Oh, he's a City fan. Sorry. I'll remove myself.
Bottom left? Yeah. Bottom left? Bottom left? Bottom respectfully left. Shush.
Big up Mo, man. Hope you're good, man. I've been here from the beginning. Yeah, Meds is 350 million on about 11 plus players in 3 years, averaging 35 million on a player. The two eighth place finishes were about 5 points off top four. United finished sixth with 11 points off Arsenal. Sincere says 77.4 million first window, 150 second, and 118 the last window, 347 rounded up in the last three seasons. Karma with the 450, Saeed. Arsenal spent, again, 360 mil on 15 players in three windows, with Ben White being the only 50 million player. Rohit's asking, Konate or Saliba also stop gassing Arsenal?
That's a tough one, man. Konate is cold.
He is. But
Saliba looks hard. I can't lie. He looks hard, but, bro, Konate is mad, man.
Konate's got a bit, yeah, well, actually. I
different qualities, though. More pace and power. More power.
I think Saliba is better on the ball than Konate.
100%.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
I agree.
But Konate is better at everything else.
Nah, do you support this comparison?
He's reading the game, Saliba, so far. It's early, but I think his reading of the game is up there. Obviously, I don't watch Konate week in, week out. It might be up there with Saliba. But Saliba reads it so well that he's two steps ahead of the striker.
I get that. Look, people have started speaking on Saliba 5 games into the season. I get that. But people have forgotten the season Konate put in for us. People put in a season like no other for a young centre-back, competing in all fronts.
When Saliba does that
consistently, then we can talk. But at the moment, let's not talk.
I think if you do a combined 11 of Arsenal and Liverpool, I think it's close. Jesus starts up front for Liverpool. Partey comes into that midfield.
Yeah, that's
fine. There's a lot of players into that Liverpool team.
Not if me and you are on the same show, no.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, why would you? I don't think there are a lot of players.
You let him get in between you and Arsenal, Grizz. He's trying to get in between.
He's trying it. Yeah. Bottom left, respectfully.
On that note, bottom left says we'll win the Europa League and finish third.
What the fuck is this? You really went and made the account. Yo, fair play, innit?
Too fast.
This is hard on, man. I like it.
Too fast.
Yo, this brother.
They don't play around, man. They don't play around here, man.
We've got five more here. Laka says top right wins one big game and thinks he's going to win the league. Man, Haaland is waiting to walk over you guys, and then we're going to have this conversation.
Damn.
Gareth says, Saeed, you keep saying since Arteta's coming, we finished 8th, 6th. It was 8th, 5th. You, man, finished 6th last season. Why is your memory short? Just a reminder there. Ryan, big up, Ryan. Hope you're good, my guy. Family, all of that. Big up you guys as usual. Top four will be tight this season, but I reckon Chelsea are in trouble and will miss out. But Turks, Arsenal are going to cause a lot of teams problems this season. Believe me, fingers crossed, my guy. Mr. Lou says, Man United will struggle against lower sides. Sitting back and counter-attacking won't work on them. Arsenal beating sides that they are meant to beat. Man United will struggle against these teams. And Anthony says, United fans should join Chelsea fans with Potter under the stairs for a couple of years until they learn Wingardium Leviosa, which sounds like something
else. We say. We saying, bro, talk to us, innit?
Harry Potter. What? I don't know.
Is that from Harry Potter?
Is it Wijnaldum? Wijnaldum. I don't know.
Wijnaldum.
Who's the biggest wind-up merchant on this panel? Opinion. I vote Tobes.
Yeah, we ain't wind-up. No, we ain't wind-up merchants, man. We just...
No. Tobes is definitely a wind-up merchant. He loves it. Look at him. He's smiling already, thinking about all the times he's winded us up.
I'll take it.
He loves it. He'll take that title. I'm telling you, he doesn't mind it. He'll wear it proudly. Cool. Let's move on because we are 55 minutes in. So everyone that keeps
biggest session on Arsenal, exactly.
Come to me in the comments about talk about Arsenal, talk about Arsenal. We have talked about Arsenal 55 minutes. I don't think we've talked about another club for longer to start a show.
So they want you to keep it up, though, Turkish. They want you to start putting some chest back for your club, man.
Don't worry, yeah, but that's
put some chest up for your club. No more moving in silence. Put some chest up.
Yeah, I'm moving in silence. You don't worry about that.
So you're moving in silence. Okay, fine. Yeah.
So what is it then? What is it? Moving silence or chest?
You saw my prediction last week. I don't know. What do you not want from me? Prediction there. I'm happy. What do you not want? You don't want me to be upset.
Okay. Cool.
All right, cool. hit the like button, people. That's what I forgot to say. Where are we on the likes? We are at 1.3k. Let's get it to 2k because there's 6.9, close to 7k in the building.
7k in the building, wow, and 1.3k likes. Wow. Are you taking the piss?
Them man are mocking, man. They're mocking it, man.
Mocking bad.
But I say we sit here in silence until we reach 2k.
Yeah.
That's what we call moving in. That's what we call moving in silence.
It's gonna get real awkward for these guys.
I was joking, guys.
Oh, sorry. All right, what's the next team?
It got awkward real quick about 7 seconds. We're gonna lose viewers. It's all mad. But yeah, let's move on. Tobes. Well, we all dealt with our side. City 3-0. Let's go to Tobes because Son got the hat trick, and I think if he was present on Thursday's show, Son was probably in for a little bit of criticism.
100%. He played terrible against Sporting, but Harry Kane played worse than Son against Sporting, and no one wants to speak on it. Kane was diabolical against Sporting, as were many, many performers on the night. It was a shocking, shocking performance from us. Even more so by the fact that Sporting were actually there for the taking in the second half, and we still couldn't rise it. And then when they made the changes that our manager failed to make, that was on him, they went and won the game. So, shocking performance, shocking managerial performance from Conte. It was just bad, very, very bad. So, we needed to bounce back, and we bounced back results-wise, but the performance was a bit higgy. I can't even lie to you. That was not a 6-2 game, but I'm not complaining. I will take the 6-2 every day of the week. Son, this is what he does, man. He's a very, very streaky player. Like, he's a tremendous footballer, but he does have these spells in a season where he plays poor. And when he stinks, he stinks. He's either really, really good or really, really bad. He can never really find that sort of
consistency.
The thing is, it's weird to call a player like Son inconsistent, but like he goes through spells, right? He can be really good for like a 15, 16 game stretch, and then he can be really poor for like a 8 or 9 game stretch. Like it's a weird thing that he's always sort of had at Spurs. Mm. But when he's good, he's ridiculous, as you saw on Saturday. Came on and banged the hat trick, a 13-minute hat trick. The goal, the first and second goals that he scored, ridiculous. Like,
I can even say disgusting.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, genuinely, I was saying it to my friend the other day. I'm so, like, it's mad. Like, Spurs are well older than me. But, like, I genuinely believe that in my lifetime that I've actually seen, like, two of the best finishers ever at Tottenham in Kane and Son. Like, Son's finishing is a joke. It's an absolute joke. And he scored, the second goal he scored was similar to a goal he scored against Leicester last season. He scored like 3 of those goals against Leicester. He must have something against Leicester. But yeah, we won 6-2, 17 goals scored, 18 goals scored, 7 conceded, 17 points out of 21. If you gave me that tally before a ball was kicked, I would have bit your hand off for it. So yeah, happy with the result, but the performance needs to improve, man. We were really... Until he brought on Bissouma, I think, who made a really good impact, and we had the free midfield, was too unstable. And even by our standards, where we sort of like wait for the opposition to come onto us, we're normally way more solid in defence. But Leicester actually caused us way too many problems for my liking on that game. They were really good in the first half, Leicester, and I think their poor defence and poor care of the ball in the second half let them down. And once we made that change, once Conte made that change tactically, the game was done, man. The game was done.
You've had some great finishes, to be fair. Defoe, Berbatov. I don't know how high.
Defoe, I was going to say Defoe.
I said Kane, signed Defoe on my top three in my lifetime.
Defoe was unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
In my lifetime, as a Spurs fan, I think they're the top three finishers I've seen at the club.
Yeah. I think this is a massive point to the people that were saying don't drop Son, because you can't drop him. He's undroppable. You drop him and you bring him on and look at the response. Do you know what I mean? And that's something that maybe could have come earlier, because, you know, I know Tobes has been calling for him to be dropped for a couple of games now. So maybe that response could have come sooner. But I think Conte said pre-match that he was going to be looking to drop players and nobody's undroppable and things like that. And then he obviously goes ahead and does it. Obviously, Emerson Royal dropped. I don't know if he was dropped or rested, but he was taken out. Perisic, I think they wish they could duplicate Perisic, because the delivery and just what this guy can do on both flanks. If you had two of him on either wing back, you'd be sorted. But yeah, I think Son, man, it's such a strange player, but you don't get many. I think he's still one of the best finishers in the Prem. You know, he really is. When he's in the mood, he's picking out top corner with both feet. It's ridiculous. We don't have many both footed players like that.
Only a handful of players in world football can do that with both feet.
Yeah.
Only a handful. That's why. What
were
you going to say?
No, I was going to say, the tactical switch to go to a 3-5-2, I think that was massive. And people say, you know, Conte tactically, you know what I mean? What's he got? It's one way. But again, that was a massive, you know, the second half told me that switching it to a 3-5-2 was amazing, bro. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You know what it is, yeah? Like I said, people don't know what I like what Conte's doing, but he's got a plan, man. Conte has got a plan. Tottenham fans, I get it's boring, but he's got a plan. He's got a method to doing it. He's done it in numerous competitions. He's done it in, you know, with different teams. You know, remember when Chelsea had a bad run and he changed the formation, Matisse, and he went to, what was it, a 3-4-3? And he won like 10 games on a bounce.
Yeah, won the league.
You know what I mean? This guy he knows what he's doing. I think Tottenham fan, like I said, be patient with the football, but he will deliver. And I'm telling you now.
You think he's going to bring a trophy to them?
I think he will, man. A lot of people don't want to say it, but I think he will. I think Tottenham, like I said now, there's a bit of steel about them. You know what I mean? They look like they're determined. They're fighting for their manager. They're playing for their manager. I think they will, man. I think that they've got a good opportunity at least getting the FA Cup or the Carabao Cup. You know what I mean? Because Conte will kind of work on that fixture and will have a plan for it.
You know what?
It's different.
I do think, as well, the football talk. Listen, if you were going...
It's over-exaggerating, man.
Yeah, I do.
Really? You're saying that, Saeed?
No, honestly, but you know what it is, though? Because everyone knows Conte's style, though. So why is everyone, like, surprised about this football? It's not the same. I know you want me to say it's the same, Matisse.
I'm just saying, I find this very interesting from you. I can't lie, but...
It's not.
I think
not
with, really the, with the Conte, with the Conte thing, though, like, we do know his style. Conte is like he's a mid-block type manager. We don't really see many, like, high pressing sequences as well. And we don't really see, there are certain ways that other teams play that he won't play. But I genuinely think that his football gets a bad rap. Like, I think if he went off this season, then yes, for the most part, we've not played good football. We haven't. We really haven't played good football. I think our use of the ball has been so poor in way too many games for my liking. Yeah. But I don't think it's a true indication of the football that we play under Conte, because for like 3-4 months last season, towards the end, when everything was clicking, bro, we were playing some good stuff from back to front.
Yeah,
really well, really well constructed goals, smashing teams. Like, that gives me belief that we're gonna get back to that. Like, we still have the players and the capacity to play that football. But for whatever reason, this season, be it Conte not picking the right team, be it some players not playing to their usual standard, it's not come off. But the one thing that has come off is the results and the willingness to still win and still dig out points. So we still have gears to go this season. Like, we genuinely do. Harry Kane will be better. Son will be better. The midfield will be more consistent. Basuma will come into the team more. Yeah. God willing, Emerson Royale will come out of the team in a lot more games this season. So, like, there's several things that we can change at both the manager and at the player end that can make our football better. So I reject this notion that, oh, because we have Conte, like, we have to play horrible football. It's not true. And it's not a fair indication for his time at Spurs.
Oh, you did say the other day that you're winning a trophy, and that's what it comes down to. When you get a manager like that, it is about trophies. I get it as well, because there was times like, what was it, like maybe like 10 years ago when Arsenal was still playing good football, but there was no trophies at the end of it. And I'd have arguments with friends, fellow Arsenal fans, you know, good football, you know, that's something to hold on to. And yes, I like good football. And ideally, you win stuff playing good football. But essentially, winning stuff comes before good football. So I think, you know, that's my view on that. I don't know what
that's Chris, a good
what
point you, there.
Chris, what do you put first? Good football or let me go. Actually, let me not go around because I think you're the only one that I'm interested
this
in.
This super chat is jokes as well because Danny Ward is he's a shocking goalkeeper. Yeah, shocking. The performance he put in against Brighton and a couple more teams, pathetic. But I think outside of Son's last goal, I don't really think there's much he could have done about the goals that he conceded. Like, he got buried for the first and second Son goal. The first goal we scored with Harry Kane, it was point blank. Like, I can't really blame a keeper for not saving a header at that range. And then the second goal, really good header from Eric Dyer. The third goal, Bentancur, he's placed it like right into the post. I don't really think there's much he could have done.
He's a shocking keeper. They're a shocking team right now. I ain't going to overplay Spurs' win. They've done well. Mm. They've done what they had to do, but they're the worst team right now. It's like, I wish every team could play. Every team 100. Wishes they could play Leicester right now.
100%.
And I mean, it's 100%. One of those ones. Cash in while you can. There's nothing there in that team, in that squad. Those players don't want to be there.
I think
there.
City play them next, don't they? Oh, the sorry, manager, soon, isn't it?
The manager don't want to be there. Like, he don't want to get sacked. He wants to get sacked so he gets a payoff. He don't want to walk off. The owners ain't in no position to sack him. It's nasty. But Turkish, with your question about results or good football, I'm not gonna be around the bush. It's all about results, bro. It's all about results. This, you know, like pretty football, yeah, is what it is, isn't it? We played pretty football under Roy Evans, man, and the man. You know what I mean? But if you can get that mixture, of course, it's the ultimate. But results, man.
Can I just say as well, Grizz, I don't know how you feel because, like, Jurgen Klopp has always been a guy who can mix up and play good football. But I remember the season when you guys missed out by a point to City the first time, the 98 versus 97 points. Like, is it fair for me to say that Liverpool's football was nowhere near as attractive? It wasn't bad, but it was nowhere near as attractive as it was in the previous seasons where it was a bit more...
We became machine-like. Yeah, we realized that control is the best way of getting the most points. Like City, some people, and Huey will be the first one to admit, some people call City's football boring. It's control, you know, it's not exciting. It's not like, oh, bang, bang, counter. It's like controlled because they've got so many good players. We emulated that. We tried to copy that. Well, not copy it, but bring our own style to it. You're right, 100%. It was less gung-ho. We knew, or most teams knew, you concede to Liverpool, game over. You ain't getting back in the game. You know what I mean? It was one of those ones where, yeah, that's the best, you know, it is, isn't it? It's like not many teams have mastered the art of fantastic, fast, free-flowing football and winning titles consistently. It's very hard to do, man. But like under Rafa Benitez, we played some nasty football. Honestly, God, I know everyone remembers that era, but not about, did I care? We won the Champions League? Didn't care.
That's what it comes down to.
This super chat as well. Madison was class, man. Class performance. He needs to be snapped up. We should have saved him from the rest of his summer, man. I don't know why Conte didn't take a fancy to him, man. But we should have signed him. He's class.
I think Leicester rejected a 60 million from Newcastle. I just think they weren't letting anyone go, and they weren't buying anyone. It was just some ridiculous recruitment strategy, man.
I do think, though, that Leicester, I think they just need to be better defensively, man, because what they did with the ball against us was quite good. Like, that, for me, is the best I've seen them all season. I don't know what it says about us that we let them play like that. It was really poor from our side, considering how bad they've been. But on the ball, they were actually really good, like really, really good. It was just the defending and the sloppiness at times that let them down, man. But the fact that they can go from being in a game to losing 6-2 is nuts to me. But that speaks to the quality of Son, and that speaks to how bad Leicester are at the moment.
Yeah, they're terrible, man. Rodgers is... Yeah, he's gone soon. On this super chat here, yes, to be honest, merch should have dropped already, but it's been a bit of a delay and whatnot. Merch is coming, people, so look out for that. Yeah. As soon as it's all ready, I'll let you guys know on the channel. We'll all let you know on our social media platforms. And yeah, hopefully some nice little pieces dropping for you people out there that support the show. There are some super chats on the game. Well, not the game, but on Tottenham and whatnot. Edwards at Sporting looks very good. Had to go out to get an opportunity. Do Spurs have a buyback on him? And Sporting deserve more credit. Sold Polina to the Premier League. Nunes too. But yeah, do you have a buyback on him?
Nah, we have a sell on, like a sell on clause, a hefty one.
What's that? Okay, there you go. Mudit says, Turkish, I know it's hard to book guests, but getting Big Trix's friend is huge. Moving upwards in the world. Hopefully you can get Big Trix someday. Colin says, just want to say big respect to this show. Perfect balance between born knowledge, banter, and respect, quality. Love for that, Colin. Really appreciate those words. And Paul says, Son reminds me of Jota when he played for my team, Wolves. He went about 10 matches without scoring, and then he scored 2 hat-tricks in a row in Europa. Yeah, this is the merch from. We went that top right. I believe once Erik ten Hag implements his system and style of play, there's no reason why United can't win the Champions League. Nah,
these people are jokes, man.
And big up Diallo. I hope you're good, my guy. He says, not going to lie, Xhaka walks over most centre mids in this league outside City and Liverpool. His red cards are overplayed. Solid. Upgrading him will cost over 50 M's. Yeah, upgrading most positions will cost over 50 M's. But yeah, you mentioned Xhaka. Love for that Diallo. Tottenham done. Arsenal done. City 3, Wolves 0. Grealish got a goal, Hugh. I see your tweet when Haaland bagged one as well. So yeah, go on. Talk to us.
Yeah, I said it was a bit emotional. Grealish and Haaland scoring inside the first 20 minutes. And Toby, I'm glad you're not sleeping tonight, man, because we need to have a conversation about Jack Grealish. But listen, before we get into that, it was for me the best performance of the season. I spoke about teething issues. I have done for a long time, and I'm a little bit fuming that the international break has come when it has, because I feel this is the most complete we've looked. It was the most solid performance, the most chemistry. Everybody looked gelled together. Everybody knew what they were doing. We got that bit of luck. I think Grealish got the bit of luck that he finally deserved. He's had a lot of bad luck. And Nathan Collins getting sent off, my fellow countryman, it's not nice to see, but I think it's justified. It meant there was a lot more space for Grealish to be more like himself, be aggressive and run on the ball. And I think overall, he was absolutely fantastic. He deserved his goal. A lot of people, I don't know if you were saying this specifically, Toby, but I've been on other shows and people saying they haven't seen it from Grealish at all. We've now seen it from Grealish. I've said I've seen it from Grealish a few times in a City shirt, but that game is the standard we want from Grealish every single week. And I think if he can hit that standard every single week, all the price tag conversation and can he play for City is justified. I think his place in the squad is justified. I'm saying for a long time now on my own channel, I don't know if I've said it here, that I don't see why Grealish on the left, Haaland through the middle and Foden on the right can't be our front three every single week and the most formidable front three we have. I just believe in giving front threes time to gel and work together, fail together, grow together, the same way Klopp did with Salah, Mane and Firmino. Give them time to just get used to each other. Chopping and changing your wingers every single week isn't going to give them time to adapt and get used to each other, but I understand it has to be done. But I believe that this could be the perfect front three. I'm overall really happy with that performance. Everybody played really well to a T. Kevin De Bruyne got man of the match, even though I don't think it was possibly justified. For me, Jack Grealish actually was man of the match, even being objective. But yeah, listen, it's another 3 points, and now we move on to the derby in 2 weeks' time. So yeah,
you ready?
I'm perfectly ready.
Grealish was hooked midweek, wasn't he?
Yeah, listen, the thing with Grealish is, I think he's actually a good guy in the sense that he acknowledged in his post-match interview that he didn't play well against Dortmund, and a lesser man could have said, I think it was harsh, or I don't understand why people were saying I was poor. But he said, no, listen, I understand I didn't play well. And he was glad to be given the opportunity against Wolves. And I think he did well. He took the opportunity perfectly well. He showed great character. And that's all I want from him. He was my man of the match against Wolves in the weekend.
You know what? I think Jack Grealish was an assured performance from him against Man City. I actually don't think that match as a whole was as controlled as you think, though, Hugh. Because I do think at times Man City were a bit sloppy on the ball. And I think even when Wolves went down to 10 in the second half, I felt like I felt like Wolves didn't have 10 men because they were still like in the game. But I do think Grealish was bright though. And I'm not even just talking about his goal. Like his goal is just one of the things that he needs to work on. But I meant like when he actually gets the ball, drive at the opponent. If there's space there, drive into the space, commit players. He's got the quality to take 2-3 players out the game. That's the type of Jack Grealish that I want to see at Man City, because that's the type of Jack Grealish that I saw at Aston Villa, the guy who was beating man for fun. Do you get what I'm saying? So when I'm seeing Jack Grealish play like that, I'm like, come on, you've got this in your locker. Like, you have the capacity to play like this more often. So just do it.
And it's 10 men, isn't it? It's tough, like, for them as well. You know, you expect your level of attackers to start strutting their stuff in a game like that. I'm still interested to see him perform, you know, when the chips are down in the game for you in a big game where it's difficult, like, you know, maybe against one of the bigger teams. And you just, again, it's just, you just want to see Grealish at his best. I don't think we've seen him at his best. I'm not saying he hasn't been helpful to your cause, because he obviously has, hence why Pep has played him. And I think Pep came out and said that we don't expect goals and assists from Grealish. That's not what we bought him. Which I find that a bit interesting. I don't know if you agree with that.
I for me, as someone who watches him every single week or whenever he does play, it makes perfect sense. Grealish isn't expected to get goals and assists because... Well, first of all, I'll preface it by saying the reason Grealish did look so good against Wolves, particularly when they went down to 10 men, is because they went down to 10 men. There was a lot more space in the pitch. Every single week when Jack Grealish plays, he's doubled and tripled up on. He's completely suffocated. He can't be the free-flowing, aggressive player that he was at Aston Villa. But when the opposition does that to Jack Grealish, it creates far more space in the rest of the pitch for other players to flourish. It's only because there was more space on his side of the pitch against Wolves he was able to do that. So I think that's what Pep's saying. Grealish is put in to be a magnet for defenders and create space for players over in other areas of the pitch. That's what he means when he says we're not expecting goals and assists. I understand you as objective and neutral fans. You want to see Jack Grealish play the flary football that you possibly seen him play at Villa. But I think it's also overhyped the way he played at Villa. He said it himself. He only scored 14 Premier League goals in two seasons for Aston Villa. He was never a prolific goal scorer.
Didn't he also say that he wants to score more goals and create more goals? That's what he said. Whenever I've watched Jack Grealish, because I watched that interview, the post-match interview, and he spoke well, to be fair. For me, that still seems like a guy who still wants to affect the game with GNA.
Yeah.
Beyond creating space for others. That's, he said the same at Aston Villa as well. He's looking at his aspirations and he wants to get more, he wants to put more numbers up. And even Man City as well, to be fair, it's mad. I look at that game and Man City, I don't think they were as convincing, and yet they won 3-0, and deservedly so.
They've not been convincing all season, let's be honest. Exactly. Like, they've not got our first gear.
And that's the scary thing. And that's the scary thing. They're on 17
yeah, that's
points.
What I'm saying. It's scary, yeah, yeah.
They're on 17 points, 17 out of 21 points, and they've not even hit like their stride yet, if you get what I'm saying. Haaland is the only one, in my opinion, that's actually playing at like
De Bruyne
is here and there, but he's still, you know him, he's always going to be influential. I tell you what, I actually thought Akanji came into the team and slotted quite well on the weekend as well.
He's underrated, man.
How can I forget Cancelo?
50 million for this guy. He's in the prime of his career. He's an established player. He's an experienced player. And I rarely say this about Pep signings, that they fit in like a glove. This guy has fit in like a glove. We've not seen a huge amount of him, but everything he's been asked to do, that was his Premier League debut, and he was fantastic. And he was playing alongside a makeshift right back, who I want to shout out as well, in John Stones, who played three different positions against Wolves, including central defensive midfield for the last 15 minutes. Akanji's still like a glove. Stones has been a revelation again this season. I firmly believe he's the best English defender about right now, John Stones is. But yeah, I don't think we've got out of first gear, and I disagree with the Kevin De Bruyne thing, that you think he's been possibly our most consistent player. He's getting good stats, but I think he limit himself. He's not playing to the level he would like to. Which
I didn't say
scary.
That's what Haaland was.
What's that?
I'd like to bring a bit of saltiness.
I didn't say it was Kevin De Bruyne.
Sorry, Haaland wasn't great. Haaland wasn't great against Wolves, and that just shows the levels this guy is at. He still scores a goal when he didn't play well. He looked frustrated. Yeah. His touch was off at times. He was struggling to get involved in the play, but he still got his goal. That just shows the level this guy's at.
Can I, with your permission, bring a bit of saltiness to this chat about Man City, if I may, some saltiness. Right. Their wins this season have come up against the 18th, the 17th, the 16th, 15th, and 12th place team.
Ready? He's got the stats ready.
The highest team they've beaten this season is Bournemouth, who are 12th. They faced one top 10 team in Newcastle and didn't get a win. I think it's a wild season. Man City are without doubt the favourites. But some of this stick right, man, you don't need to relax, because the people... I just stated facts, man. Facts. These are the facts. So the only top team they faced is Newcastle, and they didn't win. So they've beaten a lot of teams that they're supposed to have beaten, with a few hiccups along the way. They're without doubt the favourites. I just thought I'd bring a bit of balance.
We do better against the top teams. We drop most of our points to your Palace, your Southampton, and these kind of teams.
No problem. I ain't denying that.
Playing against you lot than I am against Newcastle away.
Whoa. I ain't denying that. No, we smashed you in the only game we played this season. But what I'm saying is I'm denying that. I'm not denying that part. I'm just saying the part that you've beaten a lot of teams that really you should be beating, really. Apart from Villa, you should have beaten them. You didn't beat them. And
that's fair, because that's what would be said about Arsenal. That's what would be said about Arsenal.
So when we talk about other teams, we're talking about the tests will come.
I think you would have all said those games are typically hard. Villa Park's never an easy place to go, regardless of how they're playing. West Ham's never an easy place to go, regardless of how they're playing. And Newcastle, who are clearly got a big feel-good factor right now, you struggled against them. You needed three extra minutes that didn't exist to beat them.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we struggled. We struggled in full stop. But that's what I'm saying. We are where we are. We deserve it. No, were you wagging your finger? You're next, brother.
No, I was just like,
I don't know if he's next. This team didn't play this weekend.
I'm just saying they've been, those are facts what I've given you, nothing else. I didn't want to say anything else or extra or less. I just wanted to state some facts.
Did you hear that, by the way?
I have done
appreciate
it.
That. That was very nerdy of you with the notes. I appreciate that.
And we out of here.
Where's the stats, but I might use it next time. Chris, where did you get the stats?
But I can't tell you, man. The sources in it. Sources.
Someone's texted him. Someone's just texted Chris. How much you want to bet? A Liverpool fan has texted him and said, listen.
He's reading the chat, man. He's reading the chat is what he's doing.
No. Matisse knows the drill, man. Someone text me.
You know what I mean?
My you think Steven I do that research, man? You think I do that kind of research? Come on, man. Some brother called. Check this out. Hold on. Check this out. It's an Arsenal fan that texts me as well.
Yeah. That's what I just said, isn't it? Like, people will say the same thing for Arsenal, but we all know City eat at a different table.
Some brother called Emmy Smith Show.
Thank you, bottom left. Thank you, bottom left.
Can I get my name back, please? Or at least can you put the names up on the thing, Turkish or something? I don't know, man.
This is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, man. You know, when you're getting cooked at that, you can just have a little section there. Ask the chat, man. We should do that, man. You know what I mean? Like, just get some stats ready. I'm going to do that.
Huey's right. They do much better against the big teams anyway, because that's when they raise their game. The stumbles do come across when they're playing like crappier teams now and again. So, but I'm just saying, isn't it? It's a wild season. It's a long season. It's a rough season. It's going
to
be loads.
Only thing I have to ask is was this centre back that you brought in, was he touted and scouted for years and years, or is this because it kind of came out of nowhere? Obviously, injury crisis. So, where did this signing come from? Yeah,
I think he's just another example of how astute our scouts and whoever does all that stuff is for us. We seem to keep bringing in players that nobody's really heard of or properly heard of and turning them into top quality players. This guy costs 15 million and he looks like he's worth 40, 50 million so far. It's a bargain.
No, we've definitely heard of Akanji.
No, we heard of him.
I'm not going to lie. I never
went to Dortmund. But he didn't really. He didn't really impress at Dortmund.
He's a ball player centre back, and with Guardiola, he just wants players that can get out of positions and get the ball and move it across into De Bruyne or what. That's essentially we might see his frailties coming soon, but that's the beauty of Guardiola's system. It limits that, and that's why Akanji's looking good. No, nothing to take away from Akanji, but we'll see the bigger test and hopefully a derby day. You know what I mean? We'll see that he's a massive flop. You know what I mean?
Laporte's back.
Well, listen, Akanji will keep his place. And and Big Steve, the last person who pocketed Haaland was Lisandro Martinez. So I don't know why you're chatting, a bit of wass about Lisandro Martinez. He pocketed your Haaland, do you know that? Or did you forget about that, Steve?
The butcher.
No, but he was chatting rubbish about Lisandro Martinez. So put some respect on his name. So just hold that, you get me? Steve, you know.
Steve's smart because he can't get clipped no more. So he's just setting you up.
I don't care, man. I'm just putting some respect on Lisandro Martinez because, you know what I mean? Carragher was talking about height, this and that, man. Let's put some respect on Martinez because he's playing well, man. You get me?
All right, cool. A few super chats have come in on City. Wee Snooker says, Grealish was brilliant Saturday. He found space in key areas. No red for Haaland for the high foot against Anderson, but a red against Grealish. Perfectly legal goals disallowed when Edison, Froh and Coutinho.
Yeah, it's been rocky.
He's got it, man. He's rattled, man. He set a super chat. I've rattled you, man.
Stop the Harlem Globetrotters. Please, Man United games prior postponed hindrance. Now international Varane, Cole probably pick up an injury. The typical stuff. Now I got through that all in one go, but I did. MCFC vision. I'd say Rodri is our most consistent player. Shame Liverpool couldn't beat the teams they should be beating. Jason says, I wish we signed Haaland and kept De Bruyne and Salah with John Terry as manager. Okay. KDB's mum is English. Says, I'd say Dortmund is our worst performance this season, even worse than the two games we drew. And here we have it. Big Steve in the building. Stop talking bear shit. Get your funeral suit ready. Frodo ain't pocketing nobody. Big up, Big Steve. Big up, Big Steve. Hope you're good, my guy. Hope you're good. Actually, there was one super chat here from earlier. Let me just put this one up. Can we talk about Partey being elite, being the difference? If he can stay fit, he'll cause will cause major issues this year because on his day, he's unpressable. I don't even think we've seen the best Partey yet, but yeah, he definitely major improvement when he's in the side. On that note, people, we're just coming up to an hour and a half. There's still 6.4K in the building. We've already passed 2K likes, I believe, 2.2. If you haven't hit the like button on your way out and make sure you're subscribed to Hugh, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, Matisse and Skullfuggery. And make sure you're subscribed here as well, Hugh.
Can we see the predictions, League?
No.
I keep forgetting it. Yeah, let me bring it up.
Yeah. Grizz, you did well, man.
No, man. Hugh is clear, man. This brother is next level, man. I'm going to have to think of a plan to get him out.
Well, did he get a correct score?
No, I don't think I did. I just want to see it.
Yeah, you didn't get a correct
score. That's what I'm saying. Just relax.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it right there. I'm the only one that got a correct score, the Man City game.
Look at him. What do you mean he's clear? Are you lot saying, were you look at him. Bro, Banda, no, brother.
Matisse is clear, man. Matisse is clear.
Oh, sorry, it's Matisse.
Matisse, man.
Don't go anywhere.
Oh, what?
It's me.
Bottom left is top, bro. This is hurting.
For the people that are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the audio platforms, big up you guys. Matisse is top 7 correct scores, 37 points. Hugh is in second with 4 correct scores, 30 points. Saeed next up, 2 correct scores, 28 points. Grizz in fourth, 2 correct scores, 24 points. Toby's fifth, 2 correct scores, 22 points with a minus 3-point deduction added there. And I'm in last place, 1 correct score, 22 points. So, yeah, 15 points separating Matisse and myself.
I had a bad weekend.
Yeah, you did some bad results.
You need about 10 bad weekends, brother.
Yeah, I should have got a correct score this weekend. I'm disappointed in myself.
But there we have it. I do love for reminding me about that because it is the last one before international break as well. People, as you know, if you've been here since last season, during international break, we take a little break as well. We will be returning either next Wednesday or Thursday. I want to say Wednesday, but off the top of my head.
Yeah, Wednesday's better.
I think something came up for me on Wednesday. I can't remember what it is, but if not, we'll do Wednesday. If we can't do Wednesday, we'll do Thursday. We'll see what we can do, people. Subscribe, notification bell on. You'll know when it's coming out. Follow us on social media at The Big Six Show. As usual, people, you know where to find us. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We haven't started the TikTok yet, but we will be there real soon. Love for the love. Hit the like button on the way out and tune in next week when we're back to preview the North London Derby and the Manchester Derby too. Massive,
Fire starters.
Lovely, lovely. We're out.